Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Illegal loggers attack police and forest rangers in northern Vietnam. Illegal loggers in northwestern Vietnam assaulted a group of police officers and forest rangers, pelting them with stones and injuring several in a clash over contraband timber, a local official said. Three police officers were seriously injured and two of forest rangers were hurt in the clash, said Lu Van Thung, chief forest ranger of Muang Le District of Lai Chu, 550 kilometers northwest of Hanoi. Tipped off by villagers, six forest rangers went to retrieve 1.7 cubic meters of illegally cut timber, but were soon surrounded by a dozen loggers, Thong said. The rangers called in police reinforcements, but the loggers were aided by more than 100 villagers who fought off officials with rocks, he said. One of the forest rangers was taken hostage for a couple hours before the district chief negotiated his release, Thong said. The villagers made off with the illegal timber. Police are investigating the case, and three men have been identified as the leaders of the attacks. Several cases of forest rangers being attacked by loggers have been reported this year in Vietnam, where many people illegally cut down trees for timber or to make way for coffee or tea crops. This story from the Associated Press. Twain's jumping frog loses habitat protection. In a decision filed last month, environmental groups seeking to retain more than 4 million acres of critical habitat designated by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for California's threatened red-legged frog were dealt a significant setback by a federal court in Washington, D.C. Judge Richard Leon's ruling approves a sweetheart deal entered into between the home builders and the service, from which conservationists were excluded, to redo its study of the designation's economic impacts and nullifies all but 200,000 acres of critical habitat protection for the frog until that study is completed. It is a sad day for California's natural heritage, said Mike Sherwood, Earth Justice attorney who argued the case on behalf of the several environmental organizations. The builders got exactly what they wanted, carte blanche to destroy the habitat of a species already reduced to living on a small fraction of its historic range. Critical habitat for this amphibian species, widely believed to be Mark Twain's celebrated jumping frog of Calaveras County, was established in March of 2001 after a series of lengthy public hearings and a thorough scientific review. Environmental groups had litigated for years to gain this protection for California's vanishing literary amphibian under the Endangered Species Act. Only 3 months later, the Home Builders Association of Northern California and other development interests filed suit in Washington, D.C. to overturn the designation, which protected watersheds in 28 counties and many of the remaining freshwater streams and wetlands in the San Francisco Bay Area and coastal ranges. The frog's critical habitat also included some of the last remaining wetlands in California, 90% of which have already been destroyed. As far as our frogs are concerned, the home builders may be better described as the home wreckers, said Dr. Robert Stack of the Jumping Frog Research Institute. Shouldn't we be seeking to balance the need for human homes with the need to provide the same for our beloved frog? We do not believe this decision reflects the intent of Congress when it passed the Endangered Species Act, said Sherwood, who represented the coalition at the October 2002 hearing before Judge Leon. The court has decided to put the economic interests of California's developers ahead of protection for a threatened species, which runs counter to the Act. Without critical habitat protection, the frog is at the mercy of developers. One day, the only place left to see this famous frog may be the zoo. The fight to conserve the frog's habitat is not over. Conservationists will press the service to reestablish critical habitat upon completing the new economic analysis. This story by the Earth Justice Legal Defense Fund. You can visit their website at www.earthjustice.org. That's www.earthjustice.org. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come on, boys, in the-